Hello. Yes. So, good morning. I hope you had a good night's sleep. I hope you're rested. I hope you're ready for the first talk of the day. This is Weja talking about Nixos on Loon Arch 6. Nixos on Loon Arch 64. Let's give him a round of applause.
So hi everyone, welcome to our session on NixOS port on Loon Arch 64. We actually have a project that was codenamed Nix for Loon, and we also have a logo with dragon just on top of the NixOS logo. That's because dragons is exactly what Loon means in Chinese, so space basically both in Loon Arch 64 and Nix for Loon. So first I'd like to do a disclaimer that our project has no affiliation or collaboration with the company behind the Loon Arch architecture, that is the Loon Technology Corporation Limited. We are basically a community project to port NixOS and Nix packages to Loon Arch 64. Currently in Nix packages we have 5 members, but actually have 6. There's also more XYC, which is in a Zoom, but unfortunately can't talk here. Also, all of our members are in the NixOS China meetup just 3 weeks ago. So thanks for Sizhu for organizing this event. And probably I'll let Alexander introduce herself. So Alexander, are you on Zoom? Well, anyway, I think that Alison hasn't turned off the microphone. So I'm Wigan, I'm with one PhD student at Sorbonne University in France. So I'm specializing in computer algebra. Alexander is a master student in Singapore for now. And for the other members, Gold is working at Deepin, probably until several weeks ago. Dream Forever is working, she's a student. And Dr. Joe is working at ByteDance. Morris Fossey is also a student. And then I'll start by introducing what Loon Arch is. Probably a lot of us are not familiar with it. Then I'll talk about our project. So Loon Arch is basically an architecture that is introduced by Loon in 2020. So if you happen to have a Loon device like Loon 2F, which Linus Torvalds has, and also one of our maintainers, Dream Forever, has, it's really unfortunate that our project cannot support your device because it is MIPS based. So Loon Arch is something that is totally independent of MIPS or RISC-V. It's an independent architecture that is supported by Linux kernel since 2022. And for all devices shipped by Loon, that is of Loon Arch architecture, you can expect that there are vector extensions like LSX and LSXX, and also binary translator extensions like LBT, that basically allows one to run unmodified x86-64 ARM64 binaries directly on it, but you have to use a translator like from Loon, which is sort of like the Rosetta 2 on macOS. And the reason why we're interested in Loon Arch is because it is really one of the 3 major architectures in China. So if you go to the download page of WeChat, for example, you'll just see 3 downloads for WeChat for Linux, basically the x86-64 one, ARM64 one, and then the Loon Arch 64 one. And the Chinese nationals are actually really proud of it because the Loon chips are really 100% designed and manufactured in China. So it's really independent of sanctions of other countries, for example, United States. And turns out that the performance of these processors are not bad either. Personally, I got a 36,000, so it's just in this machine. But unfortunately, I don't have the adapter, so probably if you have adapter, we can show the demo this afternoon, probably. So you can see that its performance is basically 2 years behind Intel, but that doesn't really matter too much. In practice, we can, for example, build Firefox on a 36,000 in just 4 hours. And for a build machine, it's a 360,000S. It's a bit expensive, it's like 700 bucks, so that we only have 1 build machine for now. But if you're a donator, welcome for donations. Right? And if you happen to own one of these processors, you'll expect really good Linux support. You have toolchains like GCC 13 supporting Loon Arch 64, and LVM starting from 17. Probably the only caveat is if you're working on minimal bootstraps, then sorry, because we cannot build GCC 2 or 4 for Loon Arch 64. But if you're having programs written in Go, Rust, or KML, then we'll have full support for these programs. In fact, we actually have a lot of Linux distros officially supporting LoRa64, like Alpine, AOSC, Debian, and Gentoo. I think the support of AOSC is the best. And there's upcoming support for Debian SID, and thus in Debian 14 in 2027. There are also community spins for Arch Linux and Fedora, and commercial distros like Kylin Linux or UOS. But all of these are versions in 2025, because before 2025, they're basically based on a different ABI that is mutually incompatible with ABI 2.0, the community ones. And that's a real pity, because the Longsun really wants a Linux that is instantly available when their processor is out in 2021, but their PRs upstream was just refused by the Linux kernel, so they had to design one that's mutually independent with the old ones. But the Chinese software companies cannot wait for 2 years for the Linux kernel, so decide to port everything with ABI 1.0, and so that ecosystem is really based on ABI 1.0 as of now. But probably that will change in the following 2 years. But we'll talk about a lot of Linux distros, and this is NixCon, so I'd like to talk about NixOS. It turns out that in 2023, we've already got some preliminary cross-compilation support that's done by Jackie Liu and me, and it's ABI 2.0 from the start. But it is unfortunate that we do not have real hardware. And once we build the bootstrap tools by cross-compilation on x86-64 machine, we have to build a native standard environment, which took us more than 7 days. So if you need 7 days for standard environment, so then what for the Linux kernel or Firefox? So basically, the port is just abandoned. It's broken since like 2 months afterwards and dropped from Hydra in 5 months. In 2024, no effort on the native bootstrap, despite multiple improvements from Alyssa, Jiajie, Yuk, Sergey, and other, anonymous contributors. And now I'll pass it to Alexandra, because she's the one who have done the native bootstrap on a real machine. So Alexandra, should turn on the microphone.
Hello? Can everyone hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So I'll stop the screen sharing and check if you can share the screen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I asked you about how to bring NixOS to a new architecture.
Just wait a moment.
It's NoArch 16.4 in this case.
Oops. Alexandra, I can't really see your screen for now. So, not sure what is happening.
Can you see the screen?
I cannot see the screen on my device, so probably it's on another screen. I don't know if I quit the current slide, and move zoom to here. So see that the share has started, but I can't see the screen, so I'm not sure what is happening.
Oh, I don't know what's going on with.
And Laura can't see the screen either, so probably you should quit the Zoom and open again. So that's basically what is happening on NixOS, the Zoom on Linux.
Actually, the screen sharing is working, but it has no view.
Probably try again. I know.
So maybe we are just you continue it, and
all right,
I'll see if I can solve it later.
All right, so I'll leave Alexandra for a moment. So let's
talk. What? Sorry, I don't think I can solve it now. Maybe you continue. Just
right, maybe
continue.
Later, I guess. So I'll talk on behalf of Alexandra. So basically, after fixing the cross bootstrap support in April, she got the native bootstrap, thus the standard environment, ready just in a week. I was thinking probably I just not as patient as Alexandra, but turns out she just built the standard environment on the real machine, and it takes 65 minutes. So 65 minutes versus 7 days. So at that point, I say probably I'd like to ask for the access, and probably we can work together for a minimal ISO image. So after an effort that is just like lasting 6 days, we got the minimal ISO image ready. But still, why is bootable on a real Lonesome machine? Because Lonesome machines all use this UEFI and standard ACPI for booting. I can't really install NixOS with this minimal image because I don't know if anyone here is able to install NixOS without any network. So it's not the case because you have to download build dependencies. You probably also need to download some tarballs from the network. Though the latter is possible, the first one is not possible due to lack of binary cache. So basically have to build everything from scratch. So let's see the current status here. We have LoRa64. We do not have any binary cache. That's sorry. So basically it left us with the similar situation as on RISC-V64, where there's again, no binary cache, or the binary cache is not sufficient to build your own system. So what should we do? It turns out that the solution is really simple. Well, there are some complicated solutions that I'll tell you. So first, you can build an SD card image from cross-compilation, which will give you a usable system by after you burn in the disk image onto your disk. But you cannot do any system upgrade further because then you will have to rebuild a system again. Or another way is probably to include all build dependencies in the minimal ISO, which will make it not so minimal, probably tens of gigabytes. But still, you'll be able to install a system with the ISO. But again, can't upgrade them. So the solution is really simple. We just need to have a binary cache for LoRa64, right? And turns out that as the most of the users of LoRa64 are in China, we're going to provide some network services in China, which is, well, at least not an easy task. We have to talk with the universities. We also have to talk with the local authorities to have a domain ended in CN and to point it into a server in China. So quickly, brings us to a big project that is called Nix4Long. The official goal of this project is to enable the Nix community to contribute to the LoRaARC ecosystem because, well, it makes much sense. Because if you are going to search for softwares that don't build on LoRaARC64 and you'd like to fix them, the best guess, your best bet is to search in this package, right? Because it is already the largest package repository in the world. One practice to make it possible, we'd like to at least make NixOS installation possible on user machines. So we have to provide NixOS ISOs, we have to provide binary cache, and of course we have to ensure that the packages do build so that we have these ISOs. And for those who do not dare use NixOS directly, probably for these AOC users, we also provide a NixOS installer so that they can build Nix packages on other Linux distros. I'll say that these are currently done. So if you look at our homepage, which is nix4long.cn, I'm not sure if I can, I do have access. So if you click on installation, you'll see that there are commands for installing Nix, and there are also both graphical installation image and minimal installation image. So the graphical ones are really with no compromise. You have the exact same softwares as on x86-64. And using these graphical installers, you have binary cache automatically inserted into the generated configuration so that you do not need to know how binary cache functions and what URL the binary cache has. And our next installer is also tested on distros based on ABI 2.0, for example, AOCOS. We have some screenshots here. So the first one is Firefox. The second one is Minecraft. So basically, we have the OpenJDK Bootstrap, although it's one of the most difficult part because we do not have an official binary distribution of OpenJDK. And here we have some FastFetch. It's running the latest kernel 6.16. We actually built 6.16.5, but I don't have time to make a screenshot. And here we have the htop. And if you write programs in C, Go, Rust, Python, and JavaScript, you have instant support in Nix packages. So here's the stuffs that you know that need no patches. You also need no patch for GCC, LVM, and for the latest Linux kernel. If you're running, for example, the LTS one, you probably need a trivial patch. That is just one line, but that's not important. And also for the WebKit GDK, it's just adding LoRaARC to the platform, so it's also one line. But for Qt Web Engine, which only supports like major platforms like x86-64, we have Jiajie, who has provided a patch with 9,500 lines just for adding LongArc support to Chromium. And this is, I think, also the case for Chromium, but we haven't tested yet. So this is with a heavy patch that is not at all upstreamable to Nix packages. And there is something worse, like Haskell, which depends on the official binary distributions that are not available on LongArc64, and the cross-compilation of GHC 9.6 does not work either. So basically, in our repo, our solution is to build everything from the binary distributions, from the binaries from Debian. And for the OpenJDK, there's not even upstream support of the source from OpenJDK, so basically had to build the source given by Longsun based on the Longsun's binary distribution. But anyway, if your programs are using Haskell or Java, we are able to provide some support so you can run the official Nix formatter in another session on our NixOS for LongArc64 port. And there are, of course, some software that doesn't build on NixOS yet, but I'm sure that they don't build on other distros either. And for all these patches, we made a Nix packages fork that is basically updated daily. So it has two branches that are well maintained. The main branch is maintained by me. It's rebased indeed daily on the upstream master. It's also very easy to access in China because it has a mirror, just like something.cn. So the Chinese users don't have to visit GitHub by bypassing the censorship. And also, there's the testing branch, which Darky Joe maintains. She provides support for GHC OpenJDK, so if you like to use Pandoc or something, depending on them, you're going to switch to the testing branch. And for all softwares in the main branch and testing branch, I'm not saying all softwares, but a selected list of packages that are tracked by our Hydra instance, which is at hydra.nix4.cn, is again based on a fork because we have to upload the artifacts to the NJU mirror, the mirror provided by Nanjing University, instead of the Amazon S3. So for Hydra drops, you'll see that in these packages, trunk, we still have a sort of list of packages that are currently built that they cover like GNOME, Plasma, and plenty of other stuffs. The Hydras also run completely on LongArc64, so there's no machine like x86-64 involved in our whole project. And for the artifacts built by Hydra, they are automatically uploaded to the binary cache at cache.nix4.cn. It's backed by NJU Mirror, but we only can guarantee that the artifacts are available after 24 hours that they are built on Hydra. That's because NJU Mirror is really a huge mirror. You can expect that they mirror every major distributions like Debian, Ubuntu, Arch. So there are like hundreds of them, and frankly speaking, Nix4Long does not have that priority, so you still have to wait for 24 hours. But if you happen to be a university student in China, please contact us so that we have more mirrors for the binary cache. And we also have something like future work to be done, but that's mainly on the software aspect. I'd like to figure out why Box64 enabled Dynarec support in Nix packages. And that is done explicitly by OpenA 2608, I guess, but it just doesn't build with that PR. So still had to figure out the reason, because upstream apparently supports Dynarec. And there are also the binary translation extension that we like to make use of. So we still had to package the Longsun's binary translator. And also for the graphical drivers, though it's not really important, the performance of LVM pipe is really acceptable for us. There are also the goal of providing backward compatibility for ABI 1.0 binaries. That's the software that you can expect in China. So that's this not, but anyway, this is not required, for example, in the following years. But for now, there's an open source solution given by AOSC OS. So they basically package something called libLOL. So LOL means long arc on long arc. So in next packages, I guess this will translate to adding a new platform for ABI 1.0 and use cross compilation for that platform on real on long arc ABI 2.0. So that also may be challenging. So we still have 5 minutes left. I'll tell you how to contribute to our project. If you're a tester, you can probably ask for access for VMs, but all these VMs are also running on the same 3C6000 machine. So that machine is already used as a build machine and the machine for Hydra. So it's really under heavy load, but you can still ask for access for access anyway. And if you confirm that some packages work for that on that machine, you can request their inclusion now Hydra so that we can upload them to binary cache. You don't have to build yourself. And if you would like to contribute to the long arc ecosystem, well, don't have to, if you want, you can start by resolving issues in our next packages, and also probably another repo under the Longsong community. If you will resolve them, you can send PRs either upstream or to next packages or to our next packages fork. But you send to NixOS next packages, we have a whole team like NixOS Long Arc 64 to ask for review. And finally, if you're a donator, we really like to have more machines, so please donate for us so that we can buy more 3C6000s. So, Alexander, did you figure out how to do screen sharing? Probably share us. Oh, Alexander just disappeared. So anyway, thanks for all of you. And
no, still not working. Oh. I just explained it without the screen sharing, maybe.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
So the first step is really adding your new architecture to lib/systems, this folder. And if you build it yourself, you'll find pretty much everything there. And you just add your architecture like every other architectures. And the second step is building a cross-table. Building a cross-table of bootstrapping tools. And you can first try to build pkgscross.longarch64linux.hello, and if hello builds, you can try to build pkgstatic.nix, and you can put this pkgstatic.nix on the new machine and configure all the related Nix settings so that you will get a working Nix on the new architecture. And then you can build the bootstrap tools. You can use nixbuild pkg/cdma/linux/make-bootstrap-tools-cross-point-nix and Longarch 64 on Linux GNU. And this will generate your bootstrap tools store paths. And you can copy the store paths to the new machine. After that, you can configure pkgs/sddma/linux/bootstrap files, and you'll still find everything here and add your architectures and your store paths. Then you can execute nixbuild a hello on the new machine. sorry. And then you can build every packages of your interest, like the Rust, Go, Chromium, and every others. Then you can put this upstream. You should first open a PR to upstream that make bootstrap tools cross point nix this file, and Hydra will build a cross bootstrap table and a cross in the cross trunk folder, and you can check out Hydra. In the Hydra, and this next packages path, and there's a cross trunk path. And in the latest build, you will see the Longarch 64 Linux there.
Well, thanks for the explanation of Alexander. probably the time is up, so is there any question from the audience, so that's probably either me or Alexander can explain.
Can you give community building going to be accessible?
Wait for the microphone, China, please. Wait for the microphone, please.
Hello, thank you for the talk. Is the community builder going to be accessible outside China?
I think yes, but still we have to gather like $700, probably also the shipping fees to get it at home. And also have Eva asking the same question, whether we can host something out of China. But currently, the only use of NixOS on our 64 outside of China is me. So probably we would have to do that. We'll like to do that when we have enough users.
Hi, I'm from Shanghai Tech University. I'm the host of the last Chinese meetup. So I'm wondering, like, our school can host mirrors for Nix for long, but it would be nice if you could have an estimation of like how big is your entire repository, because currently the latest two channels, the Nix package is unstable and NixOS unstable. Of the upstream Nix packages, host takes about like 600 to 700 gigabits of memory. So. Sorry.
Yes, of course. So for NGU mirror, they actually have let me check for next for long. So it's really long list. We have currently 142 gigabytes, and that's for like 2 months of binary cache.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. So I guess we can just hold this after our servers get back online. Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay. I think our time is up. So let's thank our speaker.